car, reached into the side pocket, found a credit card belonging to a lady named Rose. Now, your boyfriend said Rose was his coworker, but Sarah, you did a little research?
Yeah, but there's no one at the company with her name.
Let's see if we can get you some answers, Sarah. I'm going to throw out some bait and see if we'll take it.
Okay.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Chris. I'm over at Sacktown Flower Market. How are you today?
What can I help you with?
Just gonna let you know the good news. We just pulled your name. You just won a free bouquet of flowers.
How did you get me? How did I win this? I don't.
We work with Visa, so we might have got your info from the credit card company. The most important thing is, man, you won. No strings attached. We can get you a spring bouquet, romantic bouquet. We just got to know who to send them to.
No money. I don't have to give you, like, a social security number or anything.
Nope, they're already yours. You just tell us where these flowers are going.
Yeah, sure. Let's do some red roses.
All right, we got romantic bouquet, red roses. And who are we sending these to, Kevin?
Can we send them to roses? Send it to Rose?
Roses for Rose.
Yeah.
All right, I'll grab her delivery address here in just a second. And what are we going to write on the card, Kevin?
Can we say, I'm sorry? And I miss you. And it's like, please give me another chance. I'll be more present.
Kevin, bad news, man. There's no roses. This is Doug at Now 100.5. You're on Bait Your Mate. You're on the radio right now. Your girlfriend Sarah reached out to us. She wanted to know who Rose is.
I had a feeling. You're cheating on me. Are you kidding me?
No. It's just, it's not right. It's not right to what you guys are doing.
Right to cheat on people, Kevin.
I hung out with her like a couple of times. We went out like here or there. Went to like a Dave & Buster's once. It was a short thing, but she dumped me because I kept on breaking plans with her. I'm like, I can't hang out with you because I have to hang out with you because I love you.
You're telling me that I'm the reason why your side chick dumped you? Are you kidding me? I don't trust you.
No. You can trust me. No, I'm here for you. I want to be with you.
So you're sending flowers to some other girl because you want to be with me. That makes absolutely no sense. And you are the biggest idiot I have ever known.
Well, at least I'm not tricking people on the radio publicly for the entire town to listen. What are you, a psychopath?
No, you're tricking me in our entire relationship by making me think I'm the only woman in your life.
You're trying to make me out to seem like the bad guy here. I'm not the bad guy here.
You're 100% the bad guy. You cheated on me. We got you.
What have you done for me lately except for,
not cheat on you? You're welcome? Oh. Are you serious?
You keep on bringing that up. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Sarah, where's your head at right now? What are you thinking?
My head is at calling the movers and getting the hell out of here.
That couch is mine.
Oh, man. Are you done talking to Kevin?
Yeah, I am done with Kevin.
All right, let's let him go. I am so sorry, Sarah.
You know what? It wasn't the answer I wanted, but it was what I thought it was going to be. So thank you.
We got you, Sarah. You keep your head up. And if you need a little extra support right now, we got some resources. Just stay on the line for me.
Thanks.